Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Uncensored Match Build-Up Show podcast. If you enjoy this, you can get more on the redmentv.com. 5 exclusive podcasts you'll not hear anywhere else on the website. You get a free month if you want to try it out and see how you feel about it. But without further ado, let's get stuck in. Hello everyone, welcome to the Redmen TV Uncensored Match Build-Up Show time. Liverpool taking on Arsenal this weekend. I am joined by Ross Chanley and John Machin to talk through it on the back, of course, of a sensational victory over Hoffenheim. Dad, taking that into account, I personally am loads more excited for this game because of the football and the approach that I saw in midweek. It's almost made me, again, it's reminded us to some extent that we're dead good in big games of football.
Yeah, that's definitely true. It doesn't stop me being nervous, though. I'm more nervous for the Arsenal game than I was for Hoffenheim. Obviously, we haven't got an away, you know, goal cushion. You know, Arsenal are always a difficult side to play. They play good football and they're dangerous. Sanchez apparently will be back, and although you would hope that he wouldn't be brilliantly fit, mm-hmm. you know, he might get carried away with the adrenaline and stuff. So, you know, it's going to be a difficult game, and you just hope that we do play as well as we did against Hoffenheim and play with that kind of pace. Though it's always a case of, oh, yeah, but they've seen us do that now. You know, they're not. They've been playing three at the back, haven't they?
They have been playing three at the back.
I suspect they won't.
But,
well, that's the interesting thing about Arsenal is because they. We discussed this on Social Club this week and how it was almost a bit un-Wenger to hit upon the three at the back thing. Like, he's finally decided to change the system. I'm not sure he'll change it back. This is the thing, because I think he feels he's hit upon this, like kind of like what Brendan Rodgers did when he played three at the back when he was trying to get things right again. And that's the thing. Nerves are right, Ross. We're right to be nervous because Arsenal are a very, very good team with some amazing players, and having Sanchez back in the fold is only going to make them a more dangerous prospect. But as you said, for me, I think we needed the Hoffenheim game just to let us all know and remind us all that what we've seen in the games prior to that, that's not how we're going to be every single game. And again, as we said, we've seen some fantastic performances against teams like Arsenal, the big teams, and no guarantee we'll do it again this weekend, but at least it gives you the encouragement that we've got that in the locker.
Yeah, last night just installed confidence in players and fans alike, didn't it? I think that's obviously what you're getting at. But going into such a big game as well, you know, Hoffenheim played three at the back and he just totally fell apart. So Wenger's in a catch 22 of, does he stay with that or does he confuse his defenders even more? Because they've had some defensive errors already so far this season, yeah. And frustration, and I think they've been playing people out of position. So I don't think he knows his best team or his best setup so far, which is only a good thing for us. Considering what last night was like.
I haven't thought about it. It's quite a big deal to change from three at the back. You know, playing wing backs and then changing completely into a different system. So, and he's arrogant, isn't he, Wenger? So maybe he'll be thinking, no, this is the best for us.
Yeah, like I say, I think he'll believe, and I think he's right to believe because look at the talent he's got available to him. That system, there's nothing wrong with that system. There's nothing wrong with his approach, and I think he'll probably feel that. Lacazette was unlucky not to get out, not to score last week. He was really unlucky with the offside decision. They had a couple of dodgy penalty shots go against them. On another day, they probably just beat Stoke and there's no worries there. But what I think will be hovering over their fans as well, and probably maybe one or two of the players, that to go in against Liverpool is a game that they're very capable of losing. And two games back to back.
When they played Leicester, I mean, I think they were quite lucky to get away with that. And Vardy ran them ragged. His pace really worried them. And obviously, we've got the same kind of weapon. So, mm-hmm. You know, I'm fairly certain we'll score goals against them. Mm-hmm. I'm just not sure about whether we'll stop them scoring against
us. That's kind of been the tale of these games, hasn't it, really, Ross? That, you know, not a game for the clean sheet.
No, I think the way we set up and we play is very much like that 13-14 season. I think it's something we just have to accept of. We will score loads of goals, but we're going to concede them as well, as much as we don't want to. And I think particularly playing big teams, you know, we didn't lose a game against the top six side last season. I just think we're just going to take the game to them. Obviously, they've got firepower having Sanchez back. How he works with Lacazette's probably, I think it might be their first game together. Be interesting.
He started well, hasn't he, Lacazette? I actually thought he might take a while to settle, but he's hit the ground running.
Well, that's it. And I can't get away from the fact that they are, you know, there's no escaping the fact they're a good team. But the beauty of Arsenal games, and I think we need to get into the swing of this at Anfield, is getting back to the notion of just beating them, because I think they are fragile. I think they're putting a very positive spin on things. And the fact, look, they've gone out and they've done, getting the Lacazette thing sorted was a great bit of business for Arsenal. There's no escaping that. And I think they're building in the right way. And I said, they've hit upon a system that seems to have changed things and make things work. They've found a way to get Oxlade-Chamberlain to the side, etc., etc. But there is that, and I say it often, but there's the sword of Damocles hanging over Arsenal at the moment. And that is the realisation that, yes, they're unified behind the cause at the moment because Wenger signed a new contract, etc. But there's a Europa League campaign on the horizon, and there will be that pervading fear of, we're not guaranteed top four anymore. They'll need to start getting results against big teams.
If they lose, that's two defeats out of three games at the start of the season, and the other one was a very narrow win. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a very, very poor start for a side that has, you know, ambitions to win the Prem.
Yeah, exactly. I think the big issue for Liverpool is, and we don't know fully what the extent of injuries are and what have you. We're going to have a go at predicting the 11s ourselves here. But how do you change that team? I mean, we've got issues here, Ross, because, you know, we played Wednesday night, so we've had that game to contend with. So there might be a need to freshen things a bit, but I would suspect, by and large, we would look to replicate as much of what we did as possible, because I think they could be very similar games. It's not like I understood being a bit more compact and defensive against Palace, which is weird, because I think they're a team that do naturally cause us problems. You could very easily make a case for an unchanged 11 for this game.
Yeah, I think you have to ride that crest of good form, don't you? And like you said, they all clicked. The only issue is, you know, are they going to be tired on Sunday? But I think you need to play your best team on the best form on the best games.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just in danger of damaging the rhythm, as it were. I've suggested one change.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll look at those teams in a moment. And I think, again, it's worth considering, is it, that we've got the international breaks coming up as well. So it's maybe just
that's crucial for me, is that what the hell, you know, you play two games in a week, so what?
Yeah.
You know, we've got a long break coming.
Yeah.
And I know they're all going to be playing football, but they're not going to be playing high-intensity, super Jürgen type football.
Yeah, absolutely.
The fitness levels of us so far, I've noticed, even through pre-season, in the first couple of games, has been superior to a lot of other teams.
Yeah, and even the ones, the guys who were looking tired, I can see, like Salah, I think he struggles towards the end of the games.
Night, yeah.
But, you know, you can see that improving. Like I say, Henderson looks fitter. Milner looks fitter, Wijnaldum's getting fitter, etc., etc. Yeah, absolutely. So we'll look at your teams in a second, gents, if you want to get them ready. But we just a quick mention, you will have seen that we are the shirt sponsors, the official shirt sponsors for AFC Liverpool, which are a local non-league side, this season. Those shirts are now available on the Red Men TV website, the merchandise website, which is the redmentvshop.bigcartel.com. What? The link is in the description as well. Thank you very much, Tom. It better be. That's the away shirt for this season, which is great. And you can actually, if you really ask them nicely, I'm sure you can probably press them to put numbers on the back. But there's that, and there's the home shirt as well, which in any normal season would be the best Liverpool home shirt going. But at the moment, it's the second. But that's no disgrace, because Liverpool's home shirt's amazing. So that's that. So yeah, if you want to get an amazing football shirt, something that you're not likely to see many other people wearing, help support the Redmen TV. More importantly, help support a local non-league side, help support grassroots football, put money into AFC Liverpool's coffers and helps keep them as a going concern. So yeah, please do get that, I say, from our merch side, or you can go to the official AFC Liverpool one as well and do exactly the same. But yes, gents, it's time for you to predict Liverpool's 11 for Arsenal. Let's get it out there. Let's see. Go on, let's see them. Let's have them both. Wow, you've really used the space well there, Dad. I like that. So we've gone for Gomez at right back. So you've gone Mignolet, Gomez, Matip, Lovren, Moreno, Hendo, Chan, Wijnaldum, Salah, Firmino, Mane. That's my Dad. And Ross, you've got Mignolet, Trent. You've basically gone for exactly the same team as
Moreno.
Robertson in for Moreno. Sorry, I apologise. I needed to read it too, to be fair. So Dad, I'll start with you then first. Is the Gomez thing based upon maybe Trent having a knock, or is it based on horses for courses?
Both. It's one, he might have had a knock, and two, yeah, Klopp's already said he doesn't want him playing two games a week because he's only young and Gomez is perfect fit. And Gomez, actually, I think he's probably a better defender than Trent anyway.
So. Yeah, I can see that case. And I'll be honest, I will be doing the starting 11 prediction live. So that's the thing. I'm going to hold Faramand, even though I just write it down because I forgot that I was doing that. I think Robertson is a very good shout as well, to be perfectly honest. I think you could make a case to change both fullbacks in this game, because I think just having him, Robertson being a little bit bigger, I think having that delivery on him as well. And
a little bit bigger, he's about that much bigger.
He's a whole inch bigger, I think. But he's, he played really well last weekend, Ross, and maybe I think we could see that. I think they're the positions we're likely to rotate. I think we'll keep the spine largely the same, but it's those peripheral guys we'll rotate if we're able to.
I think Robertson played them last season as well, and he got one on the match, which kind of shows he's not afraid. And then it was at the Emirates as well, so he's not afraid to go up against Arsenal, even if he was in a struggling Hull side. Still playing really well. So.
Yeah, that'd be a good shout. But I mean, I just think Moreno is not going off into internationals or whatever. He's, you know, no reason why he shouldn't have two games a week and, you know, played really well the other night.
So. No, that's it. It's a very interesting shout. I could make a case for maybe making another change at the back. Maybe Lovren is another change as well. Not had a great game, and we also know he struggles to play a lot of football as well, so maybe see Clavan in. Is a question. If you were to rotate the midfield, and I know neither of you has opted to do this, just again, in terms of freshness.
Put Milner in.
If you put Milner into the midfield, who would Milner come in for?
I think it would be Chan, because Ginny seems to play every game, every minute. And it doesn't seem to ever get a rest.
Yeah.
And Hendo, you know, he's your captain. He's still building, I think, to his best form and his best fitness.
Yeah.
So he needs the game. And Chan, you know, ran his heart out. He was rumoured to have been ill during the week, so
yeah,
I think he would be.
No, I agree with that, but I think that's the headache we've got, and this is where the headache of rotation is going to be, and this is where the season will be at the hardest. Is when I think it's fine when you've got, with the greatest respect to Crystal Palace, who are a team that, of course, has so many problems over the years, but when you've got a team that's going to finish in the bottom half of the table in one game, and then you've got a massive Champions League game, but when you've got two equally as important games in a week, I wonder whether Jürgen will rotate.
Past, Klopp hasn't rotated for big games on the bounce, but you know, I mean, there is an argument for you've just got to get used to doing it, and he may well think that he may all surprise us and bring Sturridge in, you know, and rest Salah. I mean, I was really surprised that he didn't play him against Palace, particularly because I wanted to see him, and he didn't. No sentiment involved.
I think that's. I actually think that's a really interesting shout, the Salah thing, because as we've mentioned, I think fitness wise, I don't think he's got 90 in him at the moment at the level that we want him at. I think Mane starts because he's a machine. If he's fit, he'll play every game for us this season. And but yeah, I think that you could. Daniel Sturridge is going to be a fitter. You know, he's going to be a bit sharper. You could maybe. I don't think it's outside the realms of possibility for a Dom Solanke. Maybe
the thing that bothers me and it was the same against Palace, is that you move Bobby out of that position and you put Sturridge there. And Bobby Firmino, still good, but nowhere near as good when he's moved out wide, you know, so...
Yeah, it's going to be a conundrum. Let us know your thoughts on how you think Liverpool should approach that game in the comments below, by the way. And yeah, tune in. I'll be doing the start 11 prediction, so I need some help with that one. It'll be live. You can interact. It's a thing. So, score prediction?
2-1.
Okay.
That's going to 2-1 as well.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to go 4-1 to Liverpool. I'm so excited. You know what? I was going to say, I'm apologising to Arsenal fans who are watching. I should apologise to you. I should thank you for watching and thank you for adding to the algorithm. I don't know. We could just as easily lose this game, let's be honest, but I hope it's just one of those where we remind Arsenal where they are.
Serious money on
where
us
we
not
are.
Losing this game.
Serious money?
Serious money on us not losing.
Pounds.
Yeah.
Not Monopoly.
Not Euros.
Not Euros. Like I say, it's not outside the realms of possibility that Liverpool could really, really give Arsenal a hiding in this game. But I think fitness might be an issue and just one or two little factors around that and how well we start the match. But yeah, we shall see and we'll know later on in the week, of course. But yeah, thanks for watching. If you want to get more from the Red Men TV, you can do. The Uncensored Match Build-Up Show is just a taster of the kind of stuff we do. We do long, in-depth shows. The final word after every single game is up to 60 minutes talking about the most recent game. We now do a range of podcasts as well. So if you're just into audio stuff, we do 5 exclusive podcasts every week, 5 at the bare minimum, really, a lot of the times, videos and stuff. So yeah, £5 a month, go and check it out, free for the first month. There'll be a little thing to click on the screen if you want to go and check it out. Helps make this all a thing. So yeah, if you want to support the Red Men TV, become a Red Men TV supporter and get loads of amazing content too. What more could you ask for? More free stuff, probably. But that exists on YouTube too. Anyway, thanks for watching, gents. Thank you very much. I shall see people back in the world, hopefully with yet more massive smiles on our faces after we've tonked Arsenal. Fingers crossed. See you there. Ta-ra. So there you go. That was the Uncensored Match Build-Up Show podcast. If you want more exclusive podcasts, go to theredmentv.com. £5 a month. 5 podcasts a week, reacting to games the instant that they happen, as well as more in-depth detailed stuff on transfers, news, etc., etc. Amazing content, and it can be all yours, plus the other people who subscribe, obviously. But yeah, check it out. Check the new website out. It's amazing. Thanks, and we hope to hear you there. No, that doesn't make sense. Just be there. It's fine.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.